and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson, and joining us is Ron Lamberty with the American Coalition for Ethanol. Hello, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Wonderful. You were saying you've been to Mexico quite a few times in regard to ethanol. Talk about your travels and what you're seeing and learning.
Well, about 3 years ago, Mexico passed a law that basically said that Pemex, which was the national oil company, was no longer the exclusive supplier to the country. Basically, every station in that country would get their fuel from Pemex, and they got it when Pemex felt like giving it to them. And when, you know, the volumes, the prices, everything was set by Pemex. So when that happened, we also wanted to go down there and talk to them about if they're considering other suppliers, they should also consider other fuels, both talking to Pemex and anybody else who sells oil and gas in Mexico, to talk to them about using ethanol as a way to basically get some less expensive fuel into the country. Gasoline, U.S. gasoline costs a lot less than Mexican gasoline, and ethanol costs less than U.S. gasoline. So when you do the math for these different companies and show them how much they can save and that they can have higher octane, eventually we think they will probably want to buy more and more ethanol. I've been down to Mexico 13 times for different workshops, mostly talking to station owners and people in the equipment business, but also talking to suppliers about maybe trying ethanol in some of their places. And they're only looking at E10. So the main message is you've already got equipment. You don't have to do anything different there. You just have to get ethanol. And we know there's more of it now being sold in the border cities where they can get pre-blended E10 in, say, San Diego or El Paso and take it to Tijuana or Juarez. And so there's more being sold there. The prices are obviously different, and I think the rest of the country will see that eventually, and hopefully then the demand for ethanol will pick up.
What parts of Mexico have you been traveling to?
I've been the furthest south I've been is Tuxtla Gutierrez, which is in Chiapas. That's the state that's basically adjoining to Guatemala. Been to Merida, which is on the Yucatan Peninsula. It's on the other side of the peninsula from Cancun. Mexico City quite a few times. Been to Leon and Monterrey, and my most recent one was Juarez, which is just basically the southern half of El Paso. Tijuana, I already think I said Leon. Chihuahua, I've been all over the country. It's been cool. No, they don't send me any place where there's a nice ocean resort or anything, but I've been all over Mexico.
I got to admit, though, those central parts of Mexico with those fun cities, and it's just amazing, isn't it? The people are wonderful, too.
It's fascinating, and the food is awesome and those things, and the tequila. I mean, I thought I didn't like tequila until I went to Mexico, and the only thing I don't like about Mexico is that they're sending the United States their bad tequila and keeping all the good stuff for themselves.
Now, the USMCA, did that play a role in all of this?
It has, and I don't know whether it's a big role because the numbers on that haven't been as big a deal as the numbers on things like China, and it's not like we had trade there that we couldn't do anymore. So it hasn't been an issue to us up to this point. Because they weren't buying very much of our product to start out with, but you know it's something that's got to be taken care of. But you know that's the beauty of Mexico is that they're right next door.
Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this.